Good to meet you guys.
All right, Adam seeing Cirillo. Good start. Brutal track. I was just talking to Albright, and I said, like, because I ride, right? I'm four-time Manitoba champ. If someone who rides could go out on that track and just try to double the stuff, they would have maybe even more respect for you guys than we already do?
Well, that's what I was saying the last – I feel like on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now, a lot of people are, like, saying the tracks are easy.
Yeah.
And, dude, if you were to go walk these things after the main events – I told somebody after last weekend, like, there's a lot of, you take your average rider out of, like, Fox Raceway or something on a Tuesday and you put them out there, they would have a tough time just rolling around the track without falling over. Yeah, it's wild when you're taking off and landing in ruts just nonstop. So it's like you're balancing the whole time, but,
You're going to triple and you know this rut, you like this line, right, and it's developing, when do you have to switch out of it? Does it take one foot drag to be like, I got to get out of it?
I mean, it's kind of like just a feel thing, really. Yeah, I mean, you go to the same line until it starts getting close. A lot of the times out tonight, the ruts were so soft, they would, like, sometimes, same thing at Indy, the ruts will get deep enough, and then they'll start to cave in on you, and then that's when you really starts pulling the bike down, and kind of like what happened to Chiz in the LCQ, kind of. You can, even just a double, you can easily go over the bars.
I gotta try something new.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, the toughest part for me is tracks like this, because it's so sticky and it's pulling my front end kind of everywhere.
Right.
And a lot of the ruts, you know, there's three or four ruts in every turn. They get used a lot, and it's a lot of acceleration bumps. Another thing that's kind of a struggle.
Well, good thing we haven't had too many tracks like this year.
Yeah, no, it's been great. It's been great. Reminds me of, what is it, Anaheim 2. Remember Anaheim 1 06? They made it so incredibly technical. And so at Anaheim 2, they were like, F these guys, and they made it like a freeway.
Was that the retro race or no?
No, not the retro race. Anyway, it was Stu washed the front in the corner before the mechanics area. It was a good one.
Yep.
But yeah, we need one of those.
Did you fall late?
Do what?
Did you fall late?
No, see.
Okay, so you lost a lot of time and spots.
Yeah, no, so I'm a terrible lapper.
Yeah, you said that before.
In the best way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I see the guys coming, and I'm like, dude, I'm not going to be, you know.
Yeah.
And so I ended up letting Biddy Bloss by because I thought he was a leader.
Yeah.
And then I ended up letting Mitchell Oldenburg by because I thought he was a leader. Okay. It's like I was talking to Nick.
Maybe care about 12th a little more.
Well, it's not necessarily about – it's not so much about caring. It's just try to have proper etiquette out there. But if I – you know, the difference between – like, I can get 10th or 9th.
Yeah.
It's just like I need to ignore the blue flags more,
yeah,
I guess.
Because
those guys know how to ride with the blue flags, and I just don't. And that's credit to them. Not – you know, I'm not saying that, you know, they were better than me anyway, but
because I had you in fantasy, and I was just like, what happened? Yeah, you look – those guys got by you pretty quick. So I got to start watching you a little bit.
I'm always looking back. I mean, I'm like breaking my neck like an owl out there. And I saw Webb and Chase coming up over the triple. I looked back in the sand, and I was going to the inside. I'm like, shoot, I better hurry. And so I tucked way inside in the sand and just rolled and sat there. And I think Cooper made a mistake. I heard the crowd go wild. Cooper made a mistake. So I ended up just sitting there for like 5 seconds, you know. And then all these guys are just, you know, it's. They see $1,000 in front of them, and they are not having it. But
that's $500 at a point right there.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I was happy with my start. Finally, I've been letting myself like double clutch it. I got a good start, but it was still squirrely. I almost took three dudes out to my right. So apologies for that. But yeah, at least the start was good.
Cool.
All right, man. Well, thanks for this, and we'll see you in St. Louis Friday night, the live show. And I got to get you a gift card of some sort.
Yeah, give me something. Give me some Outback.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.